To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday News listeners, and of course, time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of September, 2022. We've got that best technology news that's been going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we announced yesterday Amazon was hosting their event, so Microsoft said, yeah, we've got one too. Yes, Microsoft Surface event will be headed our way next month, actually on the 12th. The event will get underway at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and from what we could tell, we don't really know what Microsoft will be unveiling. Although all indications it will be focused around the new Surface Pro 9, and also possibly the Surface Laptop 5. According to the folks actually over there at WinFuture, the new devices will likely have the 12th generation Intel CPUs. Though there is also rumors out there that the Surface 9 Pro may have an ARM-based processor option, with even 5G support, and even 16 gigabytes of RAM in both of those devices, if we do see them, of course. One thing, however, though, that we're seeing that seems to be set in stone right now, color options, yeah, there's not gonna be any. Hey, speaking of stuff coming next month, Logitech, get ready for G Cloud Gaming. Now, this gaming handheld will actually arrive on October 18th. Right now, we can only seem to get a Canadian pricing on this, probably because it was actually unveiled a little earlier than they wanted it to be there, costing around $400 Canadian. Though we are hearing that probably as this podcast is going out, pre-orders should be going on sale in the U.S., and with those currency conversions there, you're looking at about $300 to $350. I can already hear you. Yeah, that's kind of high. You know, we do have a Nintendo Switch out there with an OLED screen for the exact same price, and the Logitech doesn't seem to be having the exact same specs. You can only stream games in 1080p at 60 frames per second, and that is on a 7-inch screen. Now, the thing does have some inputs, including a D-pad, face buttons, dual thumbsticks, and even with option buttons on both sides. The device is also running on the octa-core Qualcomm Snapdragon 720G, has 4GB of RAM, and 64GB of storage. And for those of you out there saying, there's not much processing power. According to Logitech, since you'd be streaming games for the most part, cloud gaming doesn't really require a ton of processing power. Yeah, we'll see about that. And finally, in case you hadn't heard, Larry Page, yeah, he was trying to start up a flying car taxi service. Well, it doesn't look like it really got off the ground. Yes, we're talking about the Google co-founder, Larry Page. This was a small electric flying vehicle transportation thingy, with the idea starting way back in 2017. According to a report we've seen over there at the Insider, sources actually inside the company said Kitty Hawk has pretty much already shut down. And Mr. Page, yeah, he's really nowhere to be found, and is one of the main reasons why it never took off in the first place. He simply just really wasn't there, at least according to these sources. Now, the Kitty Hawk vehicle, better known as the Flyer, was actually among one of the first vehicles to appear during an electric virtual takeoff and landing, and that was actually alongside other projects named Bell Helicopter and even Uber's venture into the skies. Now, if you actually think Mr. Larry Page is done with the flying car business, you might want to think about that again. We don't know if he's actually showing up over there right now, but he does own another flying car company called Opener. We'll just have to wait to see if Opener will become a closer. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. Find all the BTN content over there and support the new show over there, too. If you love this show, we need your help so we can keep it going. So please consider supporting us today by going to BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions. Also, of course, give us a like. Facebook at British Tech Network. On Twitter, give us a follow there at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to be going on over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, enjoy your weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.